Hi, my name's Marion, and this is my story.
And I'm reading, Lily. For the past week, a series of unexplained murders have been committed throughout the central Denver area. The state urges you to stay safe and stay inside.
The TV shut off abruptly. He slammed the glass down on the table, and the drips of the golden liquid soaked into the wood. A frustrated sigh escaped his lips. It had been 3 weeks, and there still was no lead or pattern of any kind. He had been working day and night, examining each murder scene. Picking up the thick packet of photos, he began to flip through them. He picked one. It was a child's bedroom. The ground was littered with toys and clothes. Blood stained the sheets a sickly shade of scarlet. The small boy's body was barely visible within the mess. He looked closer, examining each little detail like he had done a million times before. He flipped to another picture, a cocktail party. Shattered glass glistened across the floor. The partygoers' expressionless faces staring with wide eyes. Once again, he scanned the photo, looking for any detail. His eye caught on, a flash of color, hardly within view. He looked closer, eyes wide. A small toy airplane peeked out between the mess of bodies and glass. A green 67 painted on its body. He knew that messy paint job. He turned around, slowly, towards the cabin in his kitchen. The lights flickered slightly as he caught sight of the airplane, the same airplane as the one in the photo. Frantically, he flipped back to the photo from earlier. The green 67 stared back at him. The lights flickered some more. He made a grab for his drink and drank it all in one gulp. Hand shaking, he flipped through the photos and searched for the green airplane he found in each photo. Finally, he got to the last photo, the most recent one. The lights were flickering uncontrollably now, and the TV sprang to life.
Another murder was reported earlier this evening in the East Denver area. A young crime scene investigator, Henry Ellis, was found dead in his apartment. According to police reports, Ellis was studying the murders when he was killed. Again, the state.
The light bulb shattered, and the room went dark.